This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Sky-high energy bills are a new focus at the state capitol. CPR's Sam Brash reports that an investigative committee met to discuss the issue for the first time yesterday.
State Senate President Steve Fenberg is chairing the new bipartisan committee. The Boulder Democrat promised lawmakers wouldn't only uncover what's behind the recent spike in energy costs, they'd also question the basic business model for investor-owned utilities like Xcel Energy.
The point here is to better align the interests of the utilities and the consumers. Should the only skin in the game be that of Colorado consumers? Or do shareholders need to own a larger and larger piece of that risk?
Consumer advocates testified before lawmakers and asked them to limit the company's ability to advocate for rate hikes. The committee will question utility executives next week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee is getting a $10 million donation to support its mental health programming. The gift is the largest ever to the committee's charitable arm and comes from a family foundation headed by two longtime supporters of the Olympics. The USOPC said the $10 million will help bolster with the three-phase expansion of its mental health offerings. That's scheduled to culminate with the 2028 Olympics in Los Angeles. Colorado Mesa has named Joan McDermott as interim athletic director. The school announced the hiring Tuesday. McDermott spent 17 years as athletic director for MSU Denver and later served in the same position at the University of San Francisco. You're listening to CPR News. It is 4:06. Coming up, more all things considered.